Morning, NC9V. You getting rain down over there?
Yes, but it certainly is windy up here. How you doing, Leon?
Good to hear you this morning. It's raining cats and doggies on the mountain. Came down the hill here through the cattle chute, and it's a little, the road's wet, but it's not raining hard. Barely raining at all.
Day before I left this morning, and it's up there in Hendersonville area for sure, but yeah, we'll get it down here in an hour or two, but I'm just hoping to make it to work before it opens up down in Anderson.
That's out a little bit early. I want to keep ahead of it. Hopefully get in my tractor before it hits.
Got the miniature umbrella in the car, so that'll be something for getting me from the parking deck over to the building. We built this big campus, but we didn't put any kind of sheltered pedestrian way from the parking deck into the building. It's like a couple hundred yards. You got to go up this hill and this big ramp and stuff to get into the building. So good opportunity to get soaking wet.
But you don't think things through like that. I know, parking was not the issue when they built the building, but you would have thought they would have planned it out a little bit better for you. Take care of the employees anyway. Don't get wet, snowed on, or whatever. Far to go from my car to the front door is probably 50 feet. And then if I go out the front door to the tractor, it's probably 150 feet. And then from there, I go around back to get the trailer, and from the trailer to the back door is probably another 50 feet. So not too bad this morning. It's just trying to get that trailer hooked up with the hose is hooked up to the trailer. I'll get that done before the rain comes.
Going to be some pretty severe storms today, so hopefully everything is all right back at home while Courtney and I are at work. But yeah, I was up in D.C. all last week. My dad went to the hospital on Tuesday, and it was close, man, but he made it. Thankfully, he went into the ER with septic shock from a gallbladder infection, and it took him a couple days, but they got it under control, and he'll probably go home today or tomorrow. But he's definitely really weak and frail. But my sister called me Tuesday and said I should go up there because it wasn't looking too good. But it all worked out. Glad it did.
Eric, yeah, that could have been real bad. Sorry to hear that, but glad he's doing a good recovery, and that's a hard thing to come back from, I'm sure. Anything septic, you don't catch it in time. It's end all. So he's a fortunate man.
Yeah, I'm glad that he is still with us, at least for the time being. He's going to be 85 years old on April 3rd, so it's good that he didn't miss his birthday.
Ran across a limb down here on 290. Apparently a couple people's already been through it. I moved it out of the roadway anyway.
Morning.
Switched all the antennas off this morning, just in case. How well that'll protect them, but at least it's a little something anyway.
Where are you going today?
Pay your office, back down to Anderson.
I see, and I just pulled into this gas station because I needed some water and a snack and stuff, and they had diesel for $4.29 a gallon. And I was like, holy crap, I'm going to fill up here. And it held 30-some-odd gallons. So I saved probably $30 on that because it was $5.50 everywhere else.
$29 the other day. Because of that, I'll drive the wife's car this morning. She might have to go a little short hops somewhere this morning, which is not good for a diesel truck, but hey, it sure saves on the fuel at $5 a gallon. Yeah, we fortunately got $4.29 there. The Exxon station here, I'll tell you, I'm going to look at it when I go by again this morning. It was marked $4.39 on the sign, but you got to the pump, it was $4.29.
Yeah, it's a lucky find. Anyway, I'm getting to my coffee here at QT, so I'll be back in a few minutes. WTJKT.
Here, NC9B.